Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, you'll learn about dehydration in cats. We'll discuss how to recognize it, tips to prevent it from happening, and how you can help your kitty if she experiences it. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for The Whole Kitten Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to The Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. Cats are pros at masking pain. If it's not something obvious like a broken leg or a battle wound, it can be hard to tell when our fur babies don't feel right. Dehydration is an issue that's tough to detect, yet it can pose a major problem. So it's important to know what to look for and when to talk to a vet. What is dehydration exactly? Well, it's more serious than just being really thirsty. Dehydration, also but less commonly called hypohydration, happens when the body lacks sufficient fluids to carry out its basic biological functions. When I say fluids, I don't mean just water. Dehydrated cats have also lost significant amounts of other minerals necessary for the body to work right, such as chloride, potassium, calcium, and sodium. Technically, a cat is considered dehydrated when fluids drop by 5% from where they should be. When the number sits between 5 and 10%, their condition is considered moderate. Any loss over 10% is severe, and a cat cannot survive when her fluid numbers drop by 15%. For this reason, it's important to make sure your kitty has access to, and consumes, sufficient amounts of water to keep her well hydrated. Water helps her replace the fluids she loses every time she visits the litter box or vomits. It's also essential for good circulation, waste removal, and digestion. If you're curious how much water cats actually need to drink on a daily basis, the number sits at between 3.5 and 4.5 ounces for every 5 pounds of their body weight. In other words, for a 10-pound cat, they need to drink between 7 and 9 ounces every day. That's about the size of a regular can of soda. Don't worry about measuring that out, though. I guarantee you'll drive yourself nuts. Instead, we'll talk about how to recognize dehydration and ways you can help ensure your kitty gets enough water in a few minutes. Just like humans, cats can become dehydrated in a number of ways. Hot weather, after a period of diarrhea or vomiting, as a side effect of an illness, or in the aftermath of traumatic events or a fever. But more often than not, cats dehydrate for a very simple, yet surprising reason. They simply don't drink enough water. Unlike humans and other animals, our kitties aren't naturally programmed with a strong urge to drink water, even when they need it. As natural carnivores, their bodies are conditioned to absorb moisture directly from the prey they hunt and eat. In fact, it's likely they won't even bother to look for water if it's not readily on hand and clean. If they reach the point of dehydration, it's even tougher to get them to drink. Community and outdoor cats are more likely to become dehydrated than indoor pets because water is tougher to come by if someone doesn't provide it for them. Cats who are on a dry food-only diet are also more prone than those who eat raw or canned food. Veterinarians take dehydration very seriously because of the potential complications of not getting it treated in a timely manner. Without enough fluids and electrolytes to get the job done, organ systems can begin to shut down, waste accumulates in the bloodstream, and the situation can quickly become critical and life-threatening. Thankfully, there are several signs you can watch for that could tip you off to your kitty being dehydrated. The skin test. You've probably seen your vet do this once or twice, and it's the easiest way to check for dehydration. Cats with sufficient fluid in their bodies will have supple and elastic skin. If you suspect your kitty hasn't been drinking enough water, gently pinch the scruff of her neck into a tent shape. Fun fact, this technique is actually called skin tenting. After you let go, the skin should snap back into position almost immediately. If it doesn't, she's likely dehydrated. However, older cats' skin is naturally less elastic, so check for other signs to confirm your suspicions. Gum check. If your cat doesn't mind letting you check her mouth, take a look at her gums. They should always be moist and pink if her fluid levels are good. After pressing gently on the gum, the white spot left by your finger should almost immediately turn pink again. If not, the issue might be that your cat is dehydrated. Eye test. It's relatively easy to tell the difference between a healthy cat's eyes and those of a dehydrated one. Watch for eyes that lack focus or that appear dull or sunken. If you're not sure, err on the side of caution and talk to your vet. Watch the litter box. Dehydration often leads to constipation, so certain changes in your cat's bathroom habits can indicate a problem. Is she using the box less often? Are her poops hard, small, and look almost like rabbit pellets? If you notice either of these or are simply seeing less wet litter than what is normal for your cat, she may be dehydrated. Likewise, if you see signs of diarrhea, you should watch your pet more closely to make sure she's replenishing those fluids she's losing. Though less specific to dehydration, other symptoms such as hiding, lethargy, panting, lack of appetite, muscle weakness, or an altered heart rate are red flags that your cat isn't feeling well. Frequent urination is another, often unexpected, sign to watch for. It happens because the body's cells will move fluid out of themselves to try to maintain organ functionality when the cat doesn't get enough water. Counterintuitive, yes, but that's what happens. Once your cat starts to feel sick, she's less likely to look to you for help. So always make note of behavioral changes and take action if you have any concerns. As I mentioned, dehydration often occurs simply because your cat forgets to drink, and it usually only happens a few times throughout her life. But if it's a frequent occurrence, you'll need to figure out what's causing it in order to correct it. The fix can be as simple as changing the location of the water dish. Some cats won't drink too close to their food bowls because of cross-contamination, and many won't touch water if it's too close to the litter box. So you'll need to find a place where they will drink. Once you find the ideal spot, leave the dish there and check it throughout the day to make sure your kitty is using it. This may require some trial and error, since every cat is different and some are extremely picky. Some are even so finicky as to prefer a certain type of water. Store-bought, tapped, filtered, whatever. If you don't believe me, hop on Facebook. There's a video there where the cat constantly chooses a specific expensive brand of bottled water and makes it clear he dislikes the others. Can't be tricked into drinking tap water either. Other cats prefer moving water over stagnant. If yours is always licking at the tap or playing in the sink, consider buying a motorized filtered water dispenser or two. Some just don't want to or don't like to drink water, in which case switching to moist canned food, or at least supplementing their dry food diet with it, is a simple fix. Sometimes the only thing that needs to be changed is the type of dish the water is being offered in. Perhaps you've noticed your cat's whiskers move around while she's drinking or eating. This is because those whiskers are very sensitive, and some cats don't like the sensation of brushing against the sides of a bowl. In fact, it can be downright unpleasant. So if you offer water in a small or deep bowl, try switching to a larger, shallow one. That said, any number of things could lead to your cat refusing to drink water. We'll go over those triggers, as well as other ways you can help your pet stay hydrated, and what'll happen at the vet's office in the second half of the episode. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do, podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I'd prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positivecatitudebehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. Stress is a common trigger for dehydration and can be brought on by virtually anything. Moving to a new home, adding another pet, a new baby, a stray cat appeared outside, etc. If you suspect stress as the cause, pause this episode and go back to the one I did on stress and anxiety for tips on how to assess and correct the situation. Otherwise, talk to your vet. He may be able to direct you to a trained cat behaviorist who specializes in pinpointing stressors and correcting the problem. If your cat is taking medication, be aware that some can contribute to dehydration, especially diuretics, which increase the amount of water and salt that leaves the body through the urine. Diuretics are generally used to treat congestive heart failure to prevent fluid buildup in the chest, so you can see how they could be problematic. Likewise, there are several health problems that can lead to frequent or severe dehydration, including cancer, diabetes, kidney disorders, inflammatory bowel disease, and hyperthyroidism. In this case, your best bet is to consult your veterinarian. Ruling out health issues should be your first step, so if there is a problem, you can treat it as soon as possible. If there are none, you can move on to other fixes until you find the one that works for your kitty. Especially now with COVID restrictions, sometimes you can't get to the vet right away, or maybe you live in an area with no local emergency vet. If this is the case, there are steps you can take to help hydrate your kitty in the meantime. Add a small amount of tuna juice or chicken broth to some water to attract her attention and offer it to her. Switch to or offer more canned food than you normally do. Some canned foods are made up of 80% water, so this is a great source if your cat doesn't like to drink. Place some ice cubes in her water bowl. This is an especially great option during the hot summer months. To make them more appealing, make the ice cubes out of water mixed with chicken broth or tuna juice, or throw some shredded chicken or tuna chunks into the ice tray when you freeze the water. You'll be surprised at how quickly your pet will devour these. Besides offering canned food and providing the right type of water in the right place and container, there are a few other small things you can do to help prevent your kitty from getting dehydrated in the first place. Clean out and provide fresh water in the water bowls every day, or at least every other day. Stagnant water can start to smell and taste musty, and I guarantee your cat won't touch it. Offer several water sources throughout the house. Find places where you can place bowls or fountains out of the way, but still located in a socially significant area. If your cat prefers the sink over everything else, check there frequently to see if she's waiting for a drink. Or, if you can, maybe even just leave it on a slow drip for a little while several times throughout the day. If chicken or tuna doesn't catch your cat's attention, try adding an electrolyte supplement or offering a meat-flavored water. Yes, they make meat-flavored water for cats. It's pricey, but it's out there. Google it. You'll be surprised at what you find. Keep in mind, too, that as long as your cat is eating canned food, you don't have to worry so much about how much water she's drinking. Since she'll be getting her fluids through her food, as her body is designed to do, it's actually quite likely she won't drink much water at all. For most healthy adult cats, this will be more than adequate. But if your kitty is very young, old, or has a health issue, you should still watch for signs of dehydration on a regular basis. Whatever you do, though, don't force your pet to drink water or try to use a dropper to make her drink or eat. I know you mean well, but this can have serious repercussions. It's too easy to accidentally put food and water into the lungs rather than in the esophagus, and that can lead to severe pneumonia and complicate the problem. If she doesn't take fluids voluntarily, it's safer to wait until you're at the vet's office. Also, if vomiting and diarrhea is the cause of dehydration, let your kitty rest for a few minutes before you offer her anything. Otherwise, you'll see that food and water again real soon on your carpet. When you do get your cat to the vet, he'll make a quick assessment of the animal's condition and how badly dehydrated she actually is. Most likely, he'll put the vet techs to work giving your kitty fluids under the skin, known as subcutaneous fluids. This helps the cat perk up quickly, often within the hour. For more severe cases, it may take a few hours or even a couple of days. It's a simple procedure. They'll bring in an IV drip, similar to what you see in the human hospital, that contains a saline solution. It'll hang from a hook to help it drain, and a long tube with a small needle at the end of it will be attached. The sight may be intimidating for people who haven't seen it before, but don't worry. It's the simplest fix for dehydration, and it's perfectly safe. All the techs will do is poke the needle into your kitty's scruff and let some of the fluids drip into her body. The exact amount will depend on the severity of the dehydration, and it'll be predetermined by your vet. After it's done, your cat can go home. No need to stay in the hospital. Don't be surprised that your cat looks like Quasimodo afterwards. And it's not uncommon for that lump to move off the shoulders. Usually it ends up under the belly or in the legs. I literally just had to have this done with my cat Bambi, and his left front leg looked swollen for a day. I kid you not, it grew to twice its normal size. But don't worry, the excess fluid will be absorbed into the body in short order, typically by the next day. Some severe cases of dehydration could require your cat to be hospitalized for a day or two. If this happens, your vet will make sure your pet is kept calm and give her fluids through a needle that will be inserted directly into a vein. Once the dehydration is treated, your vet can continue with the exam and look for any underlying medical issues. If frequent vomiting is found to be the cause of your kitty's dehydration, medications called antiemetics may be given to prevent both nausea and vomiting. These drugs work by inhibiting the receptors that trigger the act of vomiting in the cat's brain and allows her a chance to rehydrate without hindrance. When it comes to dehydration in cats, the best rule to follow is, when in doubt, check it out. Don't worry about looking like an anxiety-ridden worry ward of a pet parent to your vet or anyone else. Dehydration can spiral out of control quickly, so if you're not sure whether your cat has gotten enough fluids, or if she's just not acting like herself, call the vet. The old saying may be cliché, but in this case it's true. Better to be safe than sorry. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kit and K-Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kit and Caboodle. Don't forget, you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.